I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. If you've been around for a while, you'll remember the Reagan-era economic theory, trickle-down economics. Well, the Trump administration is quietly implementing it now on steroids. If you're a younger pup and you're interested in economic politics, you're about to become educated by the Trump administration. The theory says tax breaks and other benefits given to the wealthy and corporations eventually stimulate the economy. Critics contend it increases inequality and doesn't do anything but hurt lower-income groups. Is this a good or a bad thing? Let's go through what is being done. With little public scrutiny or attention, really, the Trump administration is handing out hundreds of billions in tax cuts to some of the country's most profitable companies and wealthiest investors. Treasury and IRS, through proposed regulations, giving breaks to giant private equity firms, crypto companies, among others. The administration is tearing apart a Biden-era law that guaranteed that the richest among us pay at least some federal income tax. This is referred to as the corporate alternative minimum tax. It was supposed to raise $222 billion over a decade, but with this, it will not happen. And part of the breaks come out of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill that gives about $4 trillion of tax cuts. That was voted on by Congress. But the IRS relief was not, which critics say raises constitutional issues of whether it's exceeding its authority, and they say adding hundreds of billions of dollars to the federal deficit, that being on top of the trillions coming out of the Big Beautiful Bill. Tax rules are also allowing corporations to report one set of figures to their shareholders, boosting stock prices, presumably, and have another set of profit figures to report to the IRS, meaning lower tax liability. Now, this comes at a time when the Trump administration has gone to the Supreme Court to not have to pay full SNAP benefits for lower-income people so they can afford to buy food. And at a time when Republicans keep refusing to negotiate on ACA health care during the government shutdown, with lower-income people either having to pay much more for health insurance or go without. No one can argue against the fact that it sets up a system of have-a-lots and have-very-littles. Critics say the money will never trickle down and that he is doing exactly what they said he would, his critics, but this time quietly, giving money, making breaks to corporations and rich people, while taking away from those who are just trying to get by day to day. The White House says it will take some time to recover. So, questions. Will it ultimately trickle down this time? Will it make the economy stronger? Is all of this activity in his administration, from foreign affairs to Epstein files, just a cover? Just subterfuge while helping to make big corporate friends and himself richer? Does he care about the Republican Party going forward as his polling numbers fall? The latest Real Clear polling average has fallen to a new low. Taking the net of his approval vis-a-vis not approval down from minus 9.1 to minus 11.2 almost overnight. A steep decline in public support. Does this worry Republicans? Will Democrats be able to make the efforts more high profile? Will this lead to overall public rejection? Or is this just a blip on the radar? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.